Go. Okay, then I'll call the meeting of the Planning Commission for Monday, June 1st to order. And Brad, could you call roll, please?
Commissioner Jensen.
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle. Commissioner Rodler.
Here.
Commissioner Christensen.
Here.
Commissioner Stanger.
Here.
Commissioner Gerson.
Okay, thank you, Brad.
You're welcome.
We don't have any citizens, so I won't call for comments from citizens. Next thing is approval of minutes for May 26, 2015.
I move that we accept the minutes for the Planning Commission special meeting Tuesday, May 26, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Stanger to accept the minutes for May 26, seconded by Commissioner Rodlin. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. 4-0. Okay. The next item is the public hearing, so I'm going to reopen the public hearing continued from May 26th on the Integrated Comprehensive Plan update. And we're going through the review now. So, David, Brad, got anything you want to lead us into on this? Okay.
Hey.
There they are.
Crane.
Big cranes.
Yeah, I got your text. I couldn't, I tried answering your phone call, but I couldn't hear you.
Oh, that's okay.
Couldn't hear you.
You got the text.
Couldn't hear you. Okay.
We skipped all the boring stuff.
Yes.
We've already got all the boring stuff.
We approved the minutes for May 26th, so. All right, David?
All right, so let me go through some miscellaneous items here.
Okay.
For tonight, actually we have more than just the comprehensive plan on the agenda tonight. So we continue with the comprehensive plan, and then Brad will give an update on the downtown sidewalk use regulations, and that's also in your package. That will come after you complete some discussion on the comprehensive plan. So the comprehensive plan packet includes a couple of new items. We had the packet completed, and then the consultant gave us some updated materials. And so there's kind of a memo for me with a couple of items attached to it in the packet that was given to you last Friday. But there wasn't a lot of discussion behind it. So in your, you should have a hard copy of the document dated May 28th, 2015.
Right, draft policy.
And what that should reflect now is Planning Commission's work on the goals 2 through 9 and all the policies updated.
Okay.
To reflect your actions from last week and the week before.
Okay. Okay. Yet they're still not on, they're still not numbered
correctly.
No, but the main thing, there's such a short, week, so
okay.
Let's get the policies written.
Gotcha.
The way that you've taken action, and all the numbers you come later.
Okay.
At least the substantive stuff should be correct at that point in time. I haven't had a chance to go through and proof everything, but I kind of like picked a few items here and there just to make sure that they're right, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's what that document reflects. And then there is also a document that kind of has purple headings. It's the action items with timelines. And last week you were asking what happened to those scoring sheets. Well, in that column, it has purple heading.
Mm-hmm.
There's a column in there that talks about score. And so, I don't even remember the handout where we actually write these, but that reflects the score, kind of the composite score that was given to
Okay.
So those are probably two key things. And then in the packet also, well, this was put in the packet before the consultant gave the updated policy. There was a document called attachment to the summary of planning commission May 26 policy review, and that's just a summary of what you decided on each one of the policies. It doesn't rewrite the policy, but just kind of said we chose the readability option, we chose the original option, or we chose the readability option as amended. So now what the consultant has done in this May 28th document again should reflect these changes you've made during the course of the last.
So we don't have another one of those attachments to be you to sell that, right?
It was in there, but it's only
in there. Here.
Oh, no, it wasn't in there because
it
encouraged you to bring the old version. Correct. But now there's really not an old version, there's an updated version.
It's incorporated in.
Right.
Okay.
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 So it wouldn't hurt to keep the old version, kind of double check, but if the consultant did this right, this would be the planning commission where you recommended. And again, all the renumbering of the goals, the one through.
Okay.
Summary of the new information that the consultant provided, and then a couple other quick items. So June 2nd, tomorrow, is that kind of 60-day state agency comment deadline, and it's the comment deadline on the comments on the draft EIS. Not that anyone can't provide comments after this, but in terms of the state agency review comments, the deadline is tomorrow. The State Department of Commerce, which oversees the Growth Management Act, called up. They said they're absolutely swamped in terms of reviewing plans right now. And the person who's normally the contact for Monroe with the state agency said he had given it off to somebody else to review within their department. And comments that came back verbally, basically, they loved it. They loved the plan. And there was maybe one change that they asked us to take a look at. It wasn't even what I call substantive. It had nothing to do with policy. But for some reason, they picked out there's a shoreline and natural resources element to this plan or chapter. I forgot what number it is. And in that beginning, it talks about the relationship of the Shoreline Management Act to the Growth Management Act. And they just wanted that clarified a little bit. And so the consultant wrote up some clarifying language. It's in a paragraph. It's not even a policy. And shipped it back to the state today and said, okay, is this going to work for you? But in terms of the range of things that the state could have commented on, I mean, on a scale of 0 to 100, in terms of 0 being really good, I would say 100 is good, 0 bad, probably about 100. Because that was just, it was just a tweak. And it wasn't even a policy. So at least in terms of the eyes of the state, in terms of the plan, you look really good. It's not a state agency, but the Puget Sound Regional Council, which is the council of governments basically for the Kitsap, Pierce, Monroe, Kitsap County area. They're the organization that's charged with dispersing federal transportation funding for that four county area. And they have a charge responsibility to review comprehensive plans, especially the transportation elements, for consistency with the regional transportation plan, which is prepared by the Puget Sound Regional Council. And they called last week, and they were asking a variety of questions. And they called up today and said, we do have comments, but we won't give them to you until Wednesday. And they're not obligated to give us a promise within 60 days, but there's another agency, at least I just wanted to know, that's out there that's going to provide comments on the comprehensive plan. And what's holding them up is they're very much interested in aviation, and aviation planning, and they have a staff person that specifically reviews plans for aviation issues at the airport. And so they're still waiting on that person to review the plan and get comments back to the city. They also review all the comprehensive plans for this four county area, and she said they're swamped. So the way that's good and bad. You won't get the detailed review, but if they're going to pick issues, they're only going to pick Commerce, so far really good. Tonight so far, this is really good.
Okay.
Again, the deadline's still tomorrow, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, great, thank you. So tonight, we were kind of given an assignment out of last meeting to look at the chapters and look at the documentation. And I've already handed out to everybody what I thought was the changes, what I'd like to see changes made to the introduction. I didn't put any pictures in, but without the pictures, I have it down to less than 3 pages. And I put it in what I believe is English that the everyday citizen would understand and not be bored. Yes, yes. And I get bored right off the bat. And really tells them what the document is all about. That's what I tried to do here. I took most of the verbiage that they had in there, but a lot of the flowery stuff I removed. So I would like you to take that and read it and let me know what you think. But when I started on the introduction, on chapter one, I started rearranging paragraphs and words and stuff like that, and I got so ingrained in that that I just decided I'm going to rewrite it and see what happens.
Good job.
So good, bad, indifferent, I'm not going to be hurt if you don't like it. But I was told to review it and give my input. That's my input. Okay. So I'm not sure how to proceed, going through this, but I would take a recommendation from staff as to how in the heck we would proceed as far as reviewing this and giving all of our inputs as to changes.
Just following up from last meeting, I believe Commissioner Tuttle wanted to make sure that we at least kind of finished out chapter two.
The intro to chapter two is what she was
right.
referring to.
This is chapter one.
Okay. This is chapter one.
Oh, okay.
Introduction.
Yeah, I just looked at your notes and it said 2A and 2B, so that's what I was focused on.
Oh, yeah, 2A and 2B is if you're going to write those finishing off all the goals and policies.
Okay.
Now,
this is
2A is the intro, I guess.
2A is the intro,
yes.
Right.
So, and I only picked up on that because I remember Commissioner Pell saying she'd like to finish up the intro to chapter 2 as opposed to the introduction.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about if we start the intro to chapter 2 then?
As long as we get to the action.
Right.
Yeah.
We can start with the actions.
We can start at the intro.
I just want to make sure everything gets overviewed by us. It's not just a template that somebody threw together So we can do the actions. That seems a little more accomplishable.
I agree. I think for now though, I think it'd be good if we get chapter two closed. Close that chapter.
Did you go over chapter two as well, or you just?
I did. I started on chapter two, and again I started looking at it to where I don't want to rewrite this chapter two. So I just put some things in there and made some notes. But we'll see where we go, and I'm going to accept your input first, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you want to go paragraph by paragraph?
Let's go ahead. Yeah, let's go ahead paragraph by paragraph.
Okay, well, I first it was, because this is such a descriptive introduction, I think just most of it is wording issues, but the first thing I had was we named the Cascade Range, and then it says later we adjoining a remarkable river. I thought we should name the river.
Yeah, it could be a couple rivers, actually.
Yeah, or remarkable rivers.
Yeah.
But it just seemed a little canned.
I agree.
I took out the sentence that says cities sometimes reach for prosperity by sacrificing key resources or attempt to remake themselves without regard for qualities that residents cherish. I just took that whole thing out. It seemed like it didn't really
yes.
say anything.
Right. Yep.
I took out the but, capitalized through this plan. Monroe intends to embrace growth and change while retaining the city's essential character and qualities that residents cherish. If cherish is the right word, I don't know, that seemed a little mushy, but. And
yeah.
Also, cherish is used a lot in the, it's a pretty widely repeating word.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a funny word to use in a comp plan, but. That was my input on the first paragraph. I don't know what the best way to.
I like your changes. My personal belief is I don't believe this paragraph belongs as the first thing in the introduction. I was thinking that the third paragraph could be the first paragraph.
It talks about the entire comprehensive.
Yeah, where it talks about the plan represents primary framework for policy formulation, and then what I said is, well, actually, I scratched out the first whole sentence, and I said the vision element strives to express the wishes of the community at large. It has been written broadly enough to engender consensus, yet specific enough to retain its locality and relevance to the progress of the city. I think that first sentence is
that's an introduction.
It's part of could be part of the plan introduction.
Yeah, it's yeah. It doesn't seem in place here.
It doesn't to me. It doesn't fit in the.
Yeah.
The policies
yeah.
And actions part of the goals and policies chapter. But the first paragraph, as you stated it, I like the way you configured it. But I think if we could switch those two around or move the top one down and put that one on top. And then, of course, we have Commissioner Rodland's comment on Monroe as a small, I said city.
Yeah.
Monroe is
yeah.
a growing city.
Yeah.
Throughout this whole number two, they actually say small town. So they just need
yeah.
to search and replace
even
for
the,
everything
even
that says
the,
small town.
Even the figure 2.01, it says the same small town scale and scenic resources that residents have prized for generations. So I know what they're trying to say. But I think they're coming across in the wrong way.
Well, and what we're trying to address is our growth. That's been where our problems have been coming out of. So
yeah.
to say that we're
yeah.
a growing city,
I like that better.
That kind of
yeah.
leads us into
yeah.
the vision of the transition.
Oh, it's a growing city.
Yeah, I like growing.
Like small town is 10 years ago.
We're not
any.
Yeah,
ago.
And we're not.
That's gone.
We're not anything.
Yeah.
We're in a.
Yeah.
We're totally in a transition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I looked up what the population of a village, a small town, and that. We are actually a small town, but I can't identify with a small town because of all the changes that are happening constantly. I like the growing city. I like that better.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what about the transition between city and country is well defined? What does that mean?
I don't know.
I could do without that whole sentence.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
And
Well-defined nervousness.
Is there like a dotted line in the ground somewhere that defines?
Well, transitions aren't generally a well-defined. They're more of a blending.
Well, I mean, in some part, I could almost see where that might fit. Like if you go east on 2, as soon as you round the bend, the city's gone.
Yeah.
And if you go north on Chain Lake, you kind of get past the bypass right of way, and pretty much the city's gone.
Yeah.
It's not quite as sparse as Highway 2, but still the city's kind of gone.
But if you're heading, I should turn this.
That one's not as defined. So there's a couple places I can see it's almost defined. The bypass kind of does a little bit of that.
But again, I agree with Commissioner Tuttle's statement. What do we need that sentence?
And then are nearby farmlands, wetlands, and open spaces cherished? Maybe for some people, but...
Yeah, I think that's trying to say that we're politically correct.
Yeah.
And cherished is yet again.
This is all part of why I rewrote the introduction.
You brought
all
it.
Of these. All
Damn. Yeah, because this is fluffiness.
Yeah, there's too much. There was too much.
Too much cherished in here.
There's too much cherished.
If
our too cherished.
If based on this, everything in our plan should be about not growing.
Right.
But
right.
It's not. Like,
yeah.
So right. It's like. Yeah, this just doesn't fit what's going to fall.
But if we cherish all this stuff, why do we want to change it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We wouldn't do a thing.
Yeah. And then Monroe's,
flop down.
Monroe's downtown core is, I don't think it's seen as a focal point of the community. I don't even think that's a true statement.
Yeah. It's what they would like it to be, but that's not what it is.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the high school is the focal point.
Here I was going to say, I was thinking Lake Tahoe.
The prison,
because
maybe.
That's where you have the big events.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But yeah. It's not the downtown.
Well,
so I don't know how do we want to document or agree on or.
Well, if you take the first paragraph, and where you said you took a bunch of that first paragraph out.
Starting with cities, I eliminated that whole sentence.
Yeah. Well, if you read that, it's kind of the same thing that's said in paragraph 2. It just regurgitates itself in a different wording in paragraph 2. You know, we need to fill up white space with words,
then we accomplish
that. But.
These and many other attributes are part of Monroe's identity and are valued as the foundation for the city's long-term well-being. You don't have to say in 20 words, but you can say in 3 words, and then I don't even know if that's a true statement.
Yeah. See, this, David and Brad, this is how I got into rewriting the introduction, is you get into this where you're so far into it, and you want to say the right things, but you don't want to make it so the reader is confounded, or the reader is gets bored, going through it. And if you start reading this, it regurgitates the same thing over and over and over, it gets to be boring. And that's not what this document should be. It should be something that the citizen can pick up and say, "Yeah, I understand. I understand that." Just for an example, in the first paragraph, at the bottom of the first paragraph, Monroe intends to embrace continued growth and change, all in concert with the city's essential character. I don't know what that sentence is trying to say. It's pretty, but I don't think it's essential. If you say Monroe is a growing city, in the following paragraph, that says it. know, that we want to grow. It's a transition between city and country.
That first paragraph is trying to say that we accept growth and we want to move forward with growth, but we also want to retain some of our key qualities. That's what that whole paragraph is trying to say, that one idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you don't need five sentences to say it, one idea.
I agree.
I think I can see where there might be a value of a sentence or two that talks about not that Monroe is a small town, but really talks about that it was a small town in the past, to try to maybe paint that picture of what they're trying to say. We might, and I can use the word cherish, but you know, if there was a couple of sentences that this is what Monroe has been in the past, and now here's where we're headed in the future, I can maybe see that kind of flowing well. So if there's a place for a sentence or two in this rewrite, I think there'd be a value in some recognition of the past and then acknowledging, you know, either we, you know, can we keep it or not. Maybe that's probably what they're trying to write, is difficulties in how you keep that
narrative
or not. Yeah.
Well,
now, how do we do this to get this?
Well, let's take the first paragraph. How you want to address the first paragraph?
Well, is it the first paragraph here or the third one that we're talking about moving up to the first?
The first one that's here.
Okay.
We can say move it down to paragraph 3 or 2 or whatever, but if let's get the wording for the first paragraph pretty solid. And then we'll arrange it on the page. How's that?
Would it be helpful to almost have sort of like an outline, say, paragraph 1 should contain this info, paragraph 2 should contain this info, and then that might help guide us in how we're rearranging paragraphs and or rewriting them?
I don't have an answer.
Do you?
If we want to word it the way Commissioner Tuttle suggested, I'm good with that. And then we'll figure out where we want to put it on the page, okay? So it is suggested that, correct me if I'm wrong, Commissioner Tuttle, starting with cities,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to the word character at the end of the paragraph?
Or is it
just up through cherish?
Cherish and then the but.
Okay, go this plan.
Then I capitalize through
this plan.
This plan, Monroe intends to embrace growth and change while retaining the city's essential character and qualities that residents cherish or love, or I wasn't sure how much hacking to do.
Okay, while what?
Retaining the city's essential character and qualities that residents enjoy or like or love or
by doing that, does it make sense then on the next paragraph to say Monroe is a growing city? Because right just before that now.
No, not if that's not going to be the first paragraph.
Yeah. So if it's not the first paragraph, and we make it, say, the third paragraph, then the second paragraph can stay at its location. And then maybe let's not go there. Yeah, I'm jumping ahead in exactly what I said I didn't want to do. Okay, so on the second, are we all in agreement with the first paragraph?
Yep.
Commissioner Dirks?
The very first sentence where it says, and the residents know it, I want that residents know it dropped. It just sounds stupid. We already know that the residents like their town. The very first sentence, the comma, and the residents know it. I think we could get rid of that and just, and then add situated at the base of the Cascade Range, surrounded by rich farmlands, joined by remarkable rivers and well-connected thing.
We don't even need to say the city of Monroe is a unique and special place.
Yeah.
Monroe is situated at the base of the Cascade Range.
Yeah, it's a little more factual.
Yeah.
Well, what if you just drop that whole first sentence?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
It starts out situated at the base.
Well, you'd have to say the city of Monroe is situated
at the base of Cascade.
No, it's situated at the base.
Okay.
Monroe is a community with a bright future.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
what the second sentence says. It's a
long
way.
At the base of the Cascade Range.
Surrounded by rich farmlands, adjoining a remarkable river, and well connected to a booming metropolitan center, Monroe is a community with a bright future.
Yeah.
Okay.
That works.
Yeah.
Okay. And then cities to cherish is removed.
That's gone, yeah.
And then but is removed. Through this plan, Monroe intends to embrace continued growth and change while retaining its essential character.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't really know what that means either. I was just changing the sentence.
So we're taking out...
About just removing that last portion then.
Yeah.
Embrace continued growth and change.
Period.
Period.
So we're down to two sentences.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in between there, after the community with a bright future, are we keeping that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which one? Which part of it?
Maybe we could take that slice from the second paragraph
and put
it in there and say Monroe is a growing city. And through this plan, Monroe intends to embrace continued growth and change or something like that.
It's a growing city.
I'm thinking, maybe since we just said Monroe intends to embrace continued growth and change, we don't even need that sentence. Monroe is a growing city. I don't see the need for that. If you say the transition between city and country, that just carries on now from what was stated in...
I don't like that sentence anyway.
Transition to city and country is well defined? Yeah, I'm not crazy about it either. I'm always one for...
Yeah, I think we can get rid of that.
...for saying what you want to say and get done with it.
The sentence about Monroe's downtown core...
Yeah,
I'd also like to change the word seen to be desired.
Yeah.
In the second grade. Monroe's downtown core is seen as a focal point of the community. I almost like to change it. Monroe's downtown core is desired as a focal point.
Yeah, but I don't, because it's not seen.
It's not seen yet, but that might be part, that's part of the goal.
It's a desire.
Part of the, in fact, you have a whole goal for it.
Yeah. I'm starting to wonder, is this chapter 2, for example, are we trying to make this a marketing document to make Monroe a place for everybody who wants to go? Or is this supposed to be a document that informs the reader of what chapter 2 is primarily going to do for them? Follow?
It's the vision.
Yeah. So this introduction, to me, should just be, there should be the introduction to chapter 2. What is the purpose of this chapter 2? By going through this and trying to describe Monroe, which for the most part is already pretty well described, I don't see the purpose of putting that in there. I want to get David's feeling on that. Is it the purpose of this chapter two, the introduction, shouldn't it be just to tell the reader what the purpose or the introduction, what the primary purpose of this chapter is? Shouldn't it be that and not all this other stuff about things that are going to come out later in the land use document and transportation and all the other stuff that's got in there?
Let me put it this way. There's probably no right or wrong way to do it. If there's going to be a chapter that's going to be very aspirational and maybe have a little more flowery language than any other chapter in this whole plan, it's going to be this one. Because this is kind of the vision, which is the, this is what we really want to try to achieve, a lofty goal, very aspirational in terms of what we want to do, but it's not your hard facts like maybe some of the other chapters would tend to be. So I'm just going to tell you right now, there's no right or wrong way.
Okay.
I mean, there really isn't. Right.
But
if it's a little too flowery, then by all means, you're welcome to just cut it back. Because it's not policy.
Yeah.
And really, it leads you into the vision statement and then the policies later on. So if you'd rather the reader got to those, the vision statement and the goals quicker, sooner rather than later, then
right.
You're welcome to cut back on the text.
Yeah. What I would like to see is for them to get interested in it, to go on to the next page. And if you get too deep into things that really aren't essential to be in here, I worry that the reader get frustrated and or bored or both and not continue. The vision statement in here is pretty darn clear as to, you know, where Monroe wants to go.
So if we follow your, you know, the other option, paragraph three, which is what you said should move to the front, is pretty matter of fact.
Yeah.
And if you were just looking for like a introduction that says this is what's in this chapter,
right,
it's almost paragraph three probably brings you there more than the other two paragraphs.
Right. And you know, we could leave some of the other two paragraphs in there, but cut it back to where it's just,
yeah,
you know, it's nice information but not need to know information.
Yeah.
You know?
And the point they're trying to make is we have some qualities from our history that we like and want to keep. We're growing and we are in a desirable, neat area. That's kind of, you know, but they try to say that over six paragraphs. It doesn't need to be. And I think there are some assumptions made that, the farmlands, wetlands, and open spaces are cherished. I don't know who says that.
Okay, Monroe's downtown Coruscant is a focal point.
Yeah, I don't buy into that either.
Not been the case. So count how many buildings are shutting down.
Yeah.
If it is a focal point, we're not really doing real well there.
But here, it is the goal of this plan to enumerate and build its policies and action items around the values of the citizens of Monroe. That might be a useful thing to hang on to because we're talking about what's trying to be done in this goal.
I'd like to change the word enumerate to identify.
Sure. Okay. And I would like to stop some of the cherishing.
So
sappy.
Yeah, there's other things later on that... Things that really...
So maybe the introduction could just get down to like one paragraph of a few lines.
Yes, I would love to see the introduction as one paragraph, or maybe two at the most. But I'd like to see the third paragraph move up
to number one
to start it off.
Okay.
And you know, we could use the entire paragraph. I just thought the first part of it where it says the entire comprehensive plan represents the primary framework for policy formulation and decision-making over time in this chapter provides a budget. I ran out of breath before I got to the period. So if we could shorten that, I would love it somehow.
At the very least, I would put a period at over time there. I would put a period there. Maybe then in
right.
two sentences, this
right.
chapter provides the framework for the plan. Period. It's a nice short sentence,
yes.
second sentence.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And I don't like the colloquialism, like broad brush of nature.
What is that?
I would just say
it
this
specific.
Oh, okay.
I would just say I take out intentionally broad brush of nature, take out this and put the vision element strives to express the wishes of the community at large.
Well, this vision element, chapter
yeah,
two.
That's just yeah.
So I wouldn't take the, I would say this vision element. It's still applicable to chapter two.
I don't know.
Each chapter is an element. So
I understand. So if this goes up at the top, it's right underneath the heading Community Vision. I don't think that anybody would take it as somebody else's vision. It would be the vision element. It is the vision element, is it not? There's no other vision element. You see what I'm saying?
I was thinking by saying this, at least it tells them you're in the right chapter for this part too. It's like,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
something. You're in the right place as what you're reading about.
Yeah. I'm not in love with the word "the," so I could go with this without.
But strike the whole intentionally broad brush of nature.
I would strike intentionally broad brush of nature and say this, so it would be capital this vision element strives to express the wishes of the community at large. Again, it says it has been written broadly enough to engender, so it was kind of reiterating the broad brush thing here. It is written broadly enough to engender consensus, yet specific enough to retain its locally and relevance to the progress of the city. To me, that is way too many words trying to say that it's
broad and specific.
Yeah, it's relevant to the progress of the city. I would take
that whole sentence out.
Yeah, take that out. The following sentence, these pages articulate long-range planning vision for Monroe community, outlines background related to its content and development. That's fine. The direction of well indicated here, individual chapters provide greater specificity through topical discussion and related goals and policies.
Like we can't say a word, should it be
the direction is well indicated here. Individual chapters provide greater specificity through topical discussion and related goals and policies. Yeah, I suppose I can state that.
You probably say that individual chapters provide specifics? I can say that word.
Yeah.
Instead of greater specificity, provide specifics.
But do you understand that? You understand that this should go first as the first paragraph because this is saying what this whole thing is about. Mm-hmm. Anybody?
We should. And also, to be clear, I actually thought that was a fourth paragraph. So when we move it might be a fourth paragraph.
Oh yeah.
So we might want to make sure that if we're expecting it to be one paragraph, that we make that point clear. And I was going to do that point. I was going to suggest that if we ditch that big sentence about engendering consensus, then it would say, I was going to suggest we flow the two together with this vision element strives to express the wishes of the community at large. I was almost thinking of when we need, if the next statement is these pages articulate, would we even need that part, or could we somehow take kind of that out?
I agree.
What's happening?
He's realizing now that we've rewritten this whole thing, and he's like, what are they talking? So I didn't know if that ended the paragraph, if that's...
Well, this data had a completely different chapter two than you did.
What?
Oh, really?
What?
Well, there's a printout here, and I don't know if this is newer or older, because it's not that dated.
Which one are you talking about? We're just doing this one.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I have mine in black.
Has it already been edited down in another version?
I don't know if I got a color one.
Well, we had a color one a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay, probably very nice.
I don't know that there's, it looks I've like it's the same to me, though.
It might be the same.
I've got a black and white here.
Yeah, I have the one that got originally
hold on,
in my...
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
It is a older.
I have a black and white one.
Actually, this is different.
Yeah.
This one's actually different.
Oh, it is.
The colored one's different. Is it you guys following along on the colored one?
Okay. I have black and white.
There were some things that were the same, yeah. But there's some things that are not.
We didn't have the word specificity, which...
Which, when you start getting into that last paragraph, that's where their differences
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And so I'm starting to not follow you guys.
I'm going.
Yours has specificity?
Mine has that. I got the black and white version.
I have the old version.
I do, too.
This is the new one that we got a couple weeks ago, right?
All right.
I'm
not sure where that.
Here lies a problem because I don't know what version.
Yeah.
Who has what version? So.
Well, this is the one I think that he intended us to get because we got this when we.
The colored one.
Yes. Yeah, so if you remember back when we got.
No.
I don't. We've
got
some.
No, we got the chapter two policies, when he kind of showed us the. You know, the readability plus everything in there.
Yeah.
Oh. This was in there with
was
that.
It?
Oh, yeah. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that one's at.
Is it? Yeah. It was all by itself.
Yeah, it's all by itself. But it was stapled by itself. But it was just on top of before the other
I don't have that
section.
One.
Oh, I have a color one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the latest, I think.
I don't
have that either.
It's dated in May, it says. May 2015.
It's probably at home in another...
The second page...
It's in another stack somewhere.
The second page and the third has a footnote that has the date of May.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I got that one now.
All right, then I can't help you.
Is that the only chapter that was updated?
Yes.
I think
they
so.
Just gave us the new two, basically.
Okay. The new two?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
And we went through and modified the policies, but we haven't reworked the rework of this.
Right.
Rework the rework.
Well, we just reworked a whole bunch of
paragraphs. I know.
The first three paragraphs.
A lot of it's very similar, yeah. A lot of it, so when you guys were talking about sentences in here, I was able to follow those. But then when you get into this third one. I it was very different, so I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, you have the newer version there. Okay, so what is there any changes on the new version?
Yeah, finally a set of actions is presented because this is kind of like here's what's going to happen. The planning vision is followed by a set of goals as well as a number of policies intended to guide current and future decision making and investment. Finally, a set of actions is presented to. Implement the plan's objectives and initiate progress. You see that?
I had that now.
I took out the help.
So
the help is in there, but you want to throw it out.
And I changed it from, I don't like that it continually refers to the communities because the community is so diverse. It's just every time I read that word, it kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Oh yeah, so they took out the part off of these pages.
Yeah.
Okay. I would rather see it in this sentence say finally a set of actions is presented to implement the plan's objectives and initiate progress. Because what we're working with now is the plan, not the community.
Okay. So I guess my question then is it still makes sense to move those paragraphs to
because most of that I think was the same. It was in this last
But the first two paragraphs are identical.
Right.
Okay.
So it's the third that we started to get in the changes there.
The first change from your black and white version, the sentence that we were just talking about taking out in paragraph three, it has been written broadly to engender consensus. They had a slight change. It was written instead of has been.
Okay.
But we want to ditch that sentence.
They still use broad brush in nature.
In the black and white had these pages articulated. At this point, it changes dramatically. It says, the planning vision is followed by a set of goals.
That's the big change.
As well as a number of policies intended to guide the current and future decision-making and investment.
Okay.
And then finally, a set of actions is presented to implement the community's objectives and initiate progress. And then it has that last sentence that you already have, though it might be a little bit different. Though direction is well indicated here, individual chapters provide important context, offering current data and topical discussion that help formulate the set of goals, policies, and actions.
But see, that all sounded just great.
Yeah, that's actually much better.
Yeah. But if we move that to the beginning at the first paragraph of our first two paragraphs, I'm not sure if those are two paragraphs.
It is one now that I see it rephrased.
It's all one paragraph.
It's all one paragraph? Okay. So if we move that to the first paragraph, now what about all of the things about how pretty Monroe is, how much we love it, we share it?
Used
who
to
sings
describe
the song Cherish the Life?
That's a different one.
Huh?
Cool
in the game. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Cool in the game.
Is that?
Is it even needed? Yeah.
Cool in the game is pretty
That's,
good.
My question is, if this is an introduction, is all of the stuff about Monroe growing and all that stuff, if we put that in there, does it make sense now to put it in?
You know, I just realized they changed the name of chapter two.
What?
It used to be community vision.
Yeah, it's called
now
vision and
vision
policy.
Policy framework.
Yeah.
So having dropped the word community.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense.
I think those two paragraphs lost even more of their value.
The first two paragraphs.
Yes. You know, we maybe could just get away with the third paragraph shortened as we
Policy. And then as you go into it, if you look at, I'm hoping that this is the same in the primary themes. In there, it starts talking again about appreciation for a desire to retain Monroe's small town feel, managing growth in a way that keeps Monroe compact, walkable, quiet, residential. So it's kind of a repeat of what they were trying to say in the first two paragraphs.
Yeah.
So I would vote, if I had a vote, my vote is just do away with the first two paragraphs.
Agree. Mm-hmm. And the edits we've made on paragraph three.
Add the new paragraph, not the gray version. Paragraph three. How does that sound to you, David?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Personally,
actually, that sounds good because in the primary theme, I kind of like the way things are bulleted.
Yeah.
I do too.
That's what I was going to say. I like the list.
Now, this is curious to me.
You just need to search and replace everywhere it says small city or small town.
Yeah.
So comparing the old black and white we were at and the color, just based on line lengths, it looks identical.
Yeah.
Except for some reason they took a period out. Oh, I see. They took a period out.
Right.
The fourth bullet that ends in the word Monroe, it used to have a period after the word Monroe, and now they took it out.
The bullet shouldn't have a period.
Yeah,
the first bullet should lose its period.
Bullets usually don't
have one. And the last one. So you're going to take one period out, but not the others.
Bullets don't.
He's taking his coat off. He knows it's going to be a long time.
I think we're on page two.
The only change that I would recommend for primary themes, the first paragraph, it says a number of themes. And I just said five themes emerged to it.
Okay, that makes sense. Five themes.
I was able to count.
Well, should the bullets be numbered?
Yeah.
Instead of dots?
One other comment on this first page is the picture has a small town scale.
It does.
Thing in it, so.
It does. We need to change that. It says today the city is transforming its rural to more regional.
Right.
Starting to do so if they're the same small town scale.
Below the picture, in the caption.
The caption for the figure.
Yeah.
Figure 2.01 caption.
Yeah.
Flavored by the same. Wonder if you can barbecue that.
You know, the third paragraph on the introduction, which now becomes almost the only paragraph, if not.
It is the only one we want.
I'm not sure I got everything word for word, but let me rewrite that. I got most of what you wanted.
We wanted to tell you what we didn't do a lot. So let me just read what we have.
Well, Well, I'm not sure why it says the entire comment. But the comprehensive plan represents the primary framework for policy formulation and decision making over time.
Period.
This chapter provides the framework for the plan.
Period.
This vision chapter strives to express the wishes of the community at large.
Take out that, the framework for the plan.
No, we can't.
It's there.
We took out the
but you just say it, you just said it again.
Oh, you're right. This provides the framework for the plan.
Right.
This chapter provides the framework for the plan intentionally. I think we got rid of
the intentional
broad brush.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe what it should be is this chapter provides the framework for the plan, comma, striving to express the wishes of the community at large. And that gets the double the vision.
Chapter provides the framework for this plan. The vision statement, well, there's two things.
Yeah, so take the second, the vision statement out and connect the two sentences together into one.
Okay.
This chapter provides a framework for the plan.
How about
this chapter provides the framework for the plan and mm-hmm. strives to
and
express.
Strives. Oh, not like that, yeah.
And strives to express the wishes of the community at large. Just do an and there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then you skip the entire next sentence about really
right.
broadly. And then the only other change is finally a set of action is presented to implement, we take the
right
help out. Everything else is as it.
Can we change it to the plan's objectives rather than the community's objectives?
So where?
After
wishes of the community at large?
In the, after the help that we
mm-hmm.
used.
No, the community at large, I think, was left in there.
Yeah, this is after that.
Yeah.
That last sentence, the next last sentence, finally, a set of actions is presented to. Just the word help presented to implement and it was suggested to change the community's objectives to something else or the plan's objectives, but I think
you don't want to use the community's objectives?
No, or maybe just implement the objectives and initiate progress.
Could be the city's objective.
Why don't you like communities?
I don't, because the community is so diverse, and you can't say the community has an objective. It's
I know there was some community input, but
and I think that they use the word community so much because previously it was called community vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to see less of that word in the.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what we would replace it with.
Because the community doesn't have a consensus on
the
residents.
Well, I think what's trying to be implemented is the plan. And so it would make sense to me.
List of actions is presented to implement the plan objectives. and initiate progress.
Could be implement these objectives, because the previous sentence was, the planning commission is followed by a set of goals as well as a number of policies intended to guide current and future decision-making and investment. Finally, a set of actions is presented to implement
these objectives and initiate progress.
Initiate progress.
Yeah.
That would be fine, too. It's like when your community is 50 people, it's fine, you know, but...
You're not going to get consent, or yeah, you're not going to know what the objectives of the community are.
I'm part of the community, but I don't agree with some of that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we had enough of a sampling of the community to even say that it's a...
So do we chop it up into a small enough, like, 8 sentences?
I think we have.
Perfect size for a sentence.
Yeah, I think we have.
I mean, for a paragraph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get that last change?
I don't know that I did, so maybe you should just read...
That's what you said, please.
Finally, a set of actions is presented to help... Finally, a set of actions is presented to implement these objectives and initiate progress.
Right?
Yes.
Brad?
Shouldn't help stay because there's more that needs to be done than just those actions to implement the objectives.
But the actions aren't trying to help implement, they are trying to.
Yeah, right. But I think to help with that there's more to do than just that. That listed the 26.
That's true.
Oh, I see.
It's not an all-inclusive list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't want to say, well, oh, we can't do anything. Can't do that.
Beyond that.
No.
Yeah.
It's not on the list.
Yeah. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. Sounds like me at home. It's
actions are not
on the list.
Yeah. If you don't want to help.
Begin.
I guess just do it. Do what seems right.
Did we beat that paragraph to death?
I think so.
Is it dead?
It's not a dead horse.
Did we decide help stays or goes or a different word?
I don't like.
I think there's too many detailed
to me, it's like
oriented
the help
people in this.
This
room.
And try that, and I feel like that's one of those words that we try to take out of a lot of policies.
So the alternative to begin implementing, would that be suitable?
Or to begin implementation of the objectives and initiate policies.
That would work. Then it would make it like it's the list. Yeah.
Are we done with that? Are we done with that?
Words with the word begin in there?
Implementation.
Start.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the 5 themes.
Yeah, can we continue now on primary themes?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, the first dot, I have agita with retain Monroe's small town feel, managing growth in a way that keeps Monroe relatively compact and walkable with privacy and ability. To me, says we don't want to grow very much.
I think it's funny that we haven't mentioned the prison anywhere in any of this plan.
A what?
We haven't mentioned the prison in any, like, working with the prison to enhance the prison or expand the prison or... You notice that? We haven't even mentioned it at all.
They have areas that are walkable and quiet. They already have all of that.
I just think that's interesting because I'm sure that's a big money generator for Monroe. Yeah. I don't know, is it? Is the prison a money generator at all? There's no tax or anything we get from it? Do we get police funds or anything because it's here?
Yeah, extra?
Speeding tickets. I think all we have is utility tax, and the fire department gets some money from them.
I think we lose money because they got a sweet deal on the water or sewer or something like that.
No, it's big.
Okay, I'm going to try and hold us on the subject here. So dealing with the first paragraph, the 5 themes emerged through input expressed by participants in the development of this plan. Some use them very much like those expressed in previous plans, though not a complete list. Predominant themes include. How do we feel about these themes?
Now, looking at that last sentence, that seems to imply that the first sentence, a number of themes, was more than five. And then they're saying, there was a bunch of themes, and here's the five, here's the top five.
Well, first of all, downtown to remain a community focal point.
Well, we're not even there yet. I don't like the some very much like. Just say, yeah. I need the very much. We're not
very much.
Letter to somebody.
It's kind of redundant, huh?
Very much like.
So if you take the words very much out.
Very much out.
Some like those expressed in previous years.
We don't even need that some new, some very much like those. We have a variety of themes that emerged, period.
Well, five. Five themes emerged through input. Expressed.
The understanding is actually there was more than five, but only five are included, and that's what the last sentence is saying, not a complete list.
Okay, so then we're back to some.
So can we take out the some new, some very much like those expressed in previous plans?
Pardon?
Can we take out some new, some very much like those?
Yes, I'm fine.
Yes,
now.
Yes, yeah. Remove it.
Okay, so now that's
so not a complete list.
Predominant themes include.
Or we could say, this is where you could put your five and say the top five themes are.
No, we don't need to.
I think we just yeah.
Yeah.
Should we just say a number of themes again at the beginning?
Yeah.
Emerge through input for us. And then get rid of all the some new, some very.
Yeah.
And then the last thing would be.
I don't know why it says the complete list. I would almost just say five predominant themes emerge through input expressed by participants in the development of this plan.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like that.
I agree too.
Yeah.
You got it, David.
Thank God. Somebody help us.
I think we're getting too close to it almost.
Yeah.
It's going to be like this long and so easy to understand.
The first dot, Commissioner Tuttle, did you have changes?
Well, the period, we're going to lose the period at the end for one. That's situation.
Yeah.
I think an appreciation for Monroe's small town feel, but I don't.
Maybe I'd say.
I don't know that it's desire.
What if we said an appreciation for Monroe's small town history? Because it's past, it's gone. But we can appreciate that it used to be small town.
Yeah.
Or.
We appreciate it?
Well, from the people that showed up.
Yeah.
They wanted a small town.
We're
out of focus on that. 100% of the population that showed up at the storefront studio said that.
Yeah.
So the community,
that's what we're talking about.
This is what the community wants.
Yeah. It just says the input from people who said it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, there's seven of us who represent the whole town. So it's about right.
It's not about that. It's about what people were trying to say is they like going to the bank and knowing someone in line. They like having.
Right.
So there is a small town feel, but I would say a sense of community. You know,
I like that better than small town. Yeah.
A desire to retain Monroe's sense of community? I don't know. I get what they're trying to say. Yeah. It's just the way it's said.
So now community is a good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
A sense of community.
Right. In this particular theme, I think we can work it in.
Okay. I'm good with it.
Managing growth. I'm trying to see the compact. I get the walkability that came up.
Yeah, remember we want high rises in downtown.
And how we have quiet residential areas with all those trains jetting through.
You have to be on the opposite end of town.
It's still rather. I don't know how
to say while managing growth while maintaining relatively compact and walkable. Compact, walkable, and quiet residential areas. How's that?
Sounds good.
Managing growth while maintaining compact, walkable, and quiet residential.
Well, then, are we only talking about the residential area?
Compact. Width should probably be in there, then that includes.
I don't know how you keep it compact if the city limits. That just means you're not going to grow. You don't want to. You don't want to do the.
I mean, do you go up instead of out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is that really what we want?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, not just downtown.
Not just downtown, but.
Yeah.
You know, the expandable, what do they call those areas, that future area? Yeah. I mean, I think we want to be able to do that.
Growth management.
This kind of makes it sound like you want to keep things small and you don't want to grow.
All right, so get rid of compact.
What about connected?
Connected would be nice. I think that's valuable.
Connected where?
Just
connected with something.
Interconnected.
In paths and
well, maintaining,
walkways
well,
and streets.
Maintaining interconnected.
I don't know.
You're not talking
managing
social media,
growth
are you?
While what?
The teenagers would think you're talking about social media.
While retaining a sense of community.
While maintaining what?
Sense of community.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Me.
So I was going to say that maintaining the feel of compactness, but that's no better than
no,
that.
No.
Any suggestions from the audience?
Well, I think it goes back to what Brad said. What did the public say?
The one.
Well, that's true. This isn't trying to be what we're trying to make this plan be.
No,
we're trying to echo what the public said.
Right.
So we probably should be careful about rewriting too much of what the public said.
That's true. Yeah, we're trying to state what themes came out of
that's
the public participation.
Well, I mean, I was part of that committee too. And
yeah.
So maybe these bullets need to be a little more gushy to them because that's what the public felt.
Well, then maybe we should just leave it as is. If this is what came out of the community's input, then maybe we should just leave it. I think David has a good point.
Okay, except for the desire for downtown to become a community focal point, not remain.
Yes.
I don't care how.
Is that one we got to change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To remain.
The word remain is replaced with become.
To become a community focal point.
And I mean, these bullets are themes that came out, but the wording and the writing is someone invented. It wasn't like the community group came together and said, we're going to write these bullet points.
Okay.
This is what Bill took from the discussion.
Yes,
so
you're right.
I'm not feeling stuck on using his wording.
Right.
And that's fine. I just know that in my career, every city or town, probably less than 20,000 people, it always comes out that we like the small town character.
Yeah.
So I can almost guarantee you that was the term phrases that.
Yeah.
So
community group probably.
Just one paragraph could be the only reference to small town in this whole book.
Well, because it's a small town feel.
Right.
Yeah.
Small town
thing.
Feel. Right.
Feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what they said, but now we're moving on. So
which is okay. I mean, you could have a big city and still want a small town feel.
Yeah, that's you're right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
A desire to see the city's highway commercial district grow and thrive. I never heard that, but I did hear that we wanted it to be beautified.
Yes.
So I would toss out the grow and thrive. I never heard of it.
Becoming a more attractive place for residents and regional visitors to shop. That's definite. That definitely came out of there. They wanted it pretty.
So take out the words grow and thrive, expanding options, and. So it becomes a desire to see the city's highway commercial district become a more attractive place for residents and regional visitors to shop.
Yeah,
I like that.
That makes sense.
And it feels more of what I, the sense I got.
That three?
That was the third one.
That was the third one? Okay, four.
Okay, a desire to grow a more diverse local economy. I don't even know what that means. What is, where were we looking?
A diverse local economy means, you know.
A more diverse local economy.
City council all said we can't sell pot, so that's a.
Well, I don't know what, I mean.
So what else can we diverse?
I think we have.
Yeah,
I mean, we have agricultural around here. We have manufacturing.
But remember, it has to be in the city limits.
Yeah.
The UGA. I don't think we have any agricultural left in our UGA. So.
I could see
running out of
a desire to grow the local economy. I don't know about a more diverse. Can we take that out?
Maybe it's talking about teriyaki restaurants or something.
I would like to see.
Well, yeah, we have so many subways.
I would like to see Monroe's.
More diverse.
I would like to see Monroe's economy grow.
Yeah.
And one of the ways you do it is if you're talking about diverse means, you know, what are you talking about? You know, other than restaurants, we have hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah, that's what it's talking about.
So is that what they're
yeah, it's not just retail, but jobs and things like that as well. That's all part of the economy.
So it doesn't have to be the words diverse in there. You could just say desire to grow the local economy, building on existing resources such as the hospital.
Yeah, I like that. Desire to
grow
the local economy, building on existing. Yep. So get rid of a more diverse and replace it with the.
Yeah. The thing about the fairgrounds is that's the county, so the city doesn't have much to do with that at all.
But we're building on the
although Monroe residents can profit becoming an employee there.
Right. Plus, you know, you would if you're really going to try to attract, for example, a hotel or a new hotel, you would market the fact that you have.
Right.
Yeah.
Building on the fairgrounds.
Yeah, you'd want to bring in NASCAR and a whole bunch of stuff to actually.
See, that NASCAR doesn't just go in a straight line, have a perfect use for the airport. But they got to have an oval. I mean, just it's not wide enough. Well, I'll just say, you can only run the races when the trains are going through town and nobody will know.
How about the rest of that?
The rest of it seems
and make it easier and more common for residents of Monroe to work in Monroe.
I think we had discussion quite a bit about being a bedroom community, but I never heard people saying, oh, we really wish people that lived here worked here.
I think that's one of the things that I got out of one of them was that that's where they'd like us to go, you know, being able to offer more small businesses so that people could actually be living and working here and not be the bedroom community where they go out and by the time they get to town at night, like me and a few others, you're so exhausted you've already gone to the grocery store before you got back to town because when you get home, you just want to stay there. So
that's probably a fair statement.
Yeah.
Okay, so that, I'm done with that one?
Yeah.
And the last dot here, appreciation for the incredible potential the river and shoreline areas may play in improving local recreational opportunities as well as helping boost the city's regional identity as a scenic, desirable place to work.
I took out the May in the May play. I didn't see a reason for that.
The May play? There is.
Yeah,
that
like questionable about it. Well, just the shoreline areas play. That's the whole point of a lot of that stuff we were talking about.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
We're assuming that it is going to play. We're not wondering if it's going to.
That's the direction we wanted. Everybody wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted that.
I'm going to take the period off the end.
Do we want to also add place to live and play? Or live and recreate? Or visit? I just remember there was a lot of discussion about drawing people from outside the city to recreate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we could say local recreational.
At our rivers and shoreline areas.
Economic.
Yeah, you could say live and visit.
As soon as we get in the back, goes to the river.
So then it used to be like
I mean,
desirable
the lake would
place
be
to visit or live. Or
Core
is like you either come to visit or you come to stay.
You can do both.
What if it said that it would...
So that'd be and.
What if it said play in improving local recreational, economic, and tourist opportunities as well as helping boost the city's regional identity as a scenic, desirable place to live?
What, where, what?
She changed the whole thing.
I just added three words.
It sounded more than that. But it sounded good to me.
An appreciation for the incredible potential the river and shoreline areas play in improving local recreational, economic, and tourist opportunities, as well as helping boost the city's regional identity.
Yes, and tourist
identity.
Opportunity.
I like that. As a scenic, desirable place to live.
There you go.
Okay, there we go. So you added a sort of a
local recreational and tourist opportunities,
as well as helping boost the city's regional identity.
We don't have any city access to the. To the water. We have state access.
Stop.
To
water. But that's what we're planning.
This is
planning to have access to the water. So, somewhere in here, I think it says that.
Yeah.
Somewhere in
there. I think in the policies, we had a bunch of that.
All right.
Okay. All right, we got. How about the in-depth involvement? For some reason, I had the word community written in there, but I don't remember why.
I think it's
because the in-depth involvement was the community's in-depth involvement. I just wanted to make that clear. In-depth community involvement?
And this one is a bit changed from the black and white.
What was the black and white one?
You can tell it's different because the year numbers are in a completely different place. So there's a bunch of different words. Black and white one, this vision chapter was developed using input from an extensive public process.
Can you just say public involvement?
Does
that have to say
it again? Yeah. Community involvement or... public involvement, or See, this is where I would have bulleted.
Mm-hmm.
I would have bulleted all of the, because it would pull out and show who are all the people involved in this.
Yeah.
And it would say, you know, input received from : city staff.
Right.
One bullet. Parks Board, another bullet. Planning Commission, another bullet. City Council, another bullet.
Alas, that is covered, but it's way up in the the Roman numeral pages at the front of the book.
Here you have a paragraph that's, a set of paragraphs that's labeled involvement, community involvement, in-depth involvement, however you want to say it. But somewhere buried in that paragraph is who are all the people involved in it.
It's buried.
And it should
it's a lot
be,
to read.
It should, you have to read it all. You can't just look at it and say, okay, wow, that look at all the people involved.
I love this. And then at the end, in short.
That
has effectively been checked, affirmed.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just make the whole thing short.
Yeah. So I would love to see that bulleted.
Could we do that?
Also, just another comment. When it says this vision chapter at the beginning, in my world, if it's the name of the chapter, I would capitalize vision. Just because that's me. Because it's identifying this chapter. Catch my drift?
Yeah, well, actually should say this vision and policy framework chapter.
Yeah, I should. I was say the whole thing.
Right. Policy and framework chapter. You're right.
So you're on the right track.
I think they had that one place before. Did we catch it there, or did we eliminate it totally? I think we eliminated it.
You eliminated it.
Yeah, we got rid of it. Okay. Any other demolishing or comments on the involvement paragraph?
Yeah, I would take out the word extensive and just say the public process. I would take out the words as well as from. It's too much.
Where are we at?
And the public involvement.
Website's advisory committee
was developed using input from the public process, including workshop. Are you bulleting those workshops, project websites, right, and advisory committee? Okay.
It feels like the bullet should start at the word from.
Yeah.
Using input from.
Right.
And
I missed
start the bullets. A public process, workshops. Right. Maybe it's an indented bullet. Public process indented with workshops, websites, committee. Back out to the first bullet, city staff, parks board, planning commission, city council. That make sense?
Yeah,
I don't, well, we'll see what they do with it.
That's just a lot of listing.
It's a huge list and it's hard to read.
We'll see where they start the bullets.
And then the insights gained from the city.
I would start it after including.
I would too.
Just rearrange all that and take out the things that aren't necessary.
The reason
two project websites. I mean, I don't know.
The reason we can't bullet it smoothly at that word including is that the first time
they're listing two lists.
Yeah, there's two lists blended together here. That's why I had kind of a nested set of bullets for both.
We probably could just say that using the public process, including city staff, the parks board, the planning commission, the city council, the citizen advisory committee. That's probably enough of a list.
Okay. I'm good with that.
They get to wordsmith.
Yeah, that's fine. So, and then the city's it says that the insights gained from the city's 2008 downtown master plan. I mean, aside from requesting to look at it, that's never come into play.
Yeah.
In this process, as far as I know. I'm the 2008 branding plan. That's not true.
No.
That's just not a true sentence.
Do we even have a branding plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that.
Brad might know.
The adventure starts here.
Brad might know if there was anything with that, but.
But this is about public involvement and those things.
That you're saying there was no.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you can almost get rid of.
It also reflects.
About everything from there down to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Paragraph.
Yeah, the end short, blah, blah, blah.
Readers are strongly encouraged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it looks like there's an appendix with a lot of information on public participation. And that's
right.
Really what you're trying to achieve in the document that it displays. And I really think that first section, which is that we took input from all these different groups and we reached out through websites and workshops, I think that's the core of what you're trying to talk
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they had to have a reference, that it could just be like a little final little blurb, like, you know, see appendix, such and such core details or something.
Well, I might leave that, yeah, if something like that into it. If someone's really, really interested for some reason, they go, they can cross-reference with Pennsylvania.
Right, right.
All those other stuff. Go.
Okay, then the next paragraph. Yeah, I don't, it is a good sign, it's just bad, that's a bad sentence.
I think a lot of this paragraph is building on this monstrous list of writing.
And then the hallmark of small towns, well, we're not trying to be a small town, so we don't need to know what the hallmark is. We could say that, well, we could say that our community, you know, what came out in public involvement was a desire for stability and a sense of security. That absolutely did come out of the public involvement. And then this whole thing that Monroe residents foregoing all other locales and electing to make their lives here have so strongly repeated their love for the look and feel of their community affirms those qualities as things to be defended and cherished through planning. I mean, this is like
that's
for Narnia.
Yeah.
that's all marketing speak.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's like to assume that people, that everybody that's out here,
that
they actually looked at a bunch of places and decided to pick Monroe. Usually it's more a case of, oh, it's a place I can afford. Done.
Yeah.
You know.
Or there's a house I really like.
So I might keep...
You move in and then you find out what the community's about afterwards.
I might keep the idea of stability and security.
Yeah.
That might get plugged into the 5 primary themes. I would have said that stability and security were part of the main themes that came out of our community input, but I mean, we made a goal about it.
I just realized this, here's something, I think it's a good sign that community input just stopped throughout the development of this plan, it just stopped there. It's like, what community input? We had a dozen people, or a couple dozen people, but you know,
probably
we had
the same people
boards
that
and organizations, but we really didn't have the community as much as we tried and begged and pleaded for them. So, yeah, this whole paragraph.
Yeah, I don't.
Doesn't work.
The only thing I take out of that is the sense of security.
Right.
Yeah.
Stability.
Stability.
That can come up, and if there's a way to work that into another paragraph, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
So should the, I feel like the public involvement section should go before the primary themes. Because like here's the introduction, then we hit the public, and here's what came out of the public input would be the primary themes. What do you guys?
Yeah, that's something.
Say it again.
So first we're like, well, here's the primary themes. Then we say, well, here's the public involvement.
Yeah.
I think the public involvement section should go before the primary themes.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. Here's who's involved, and now here's what,
here's what came out of it, and then here's the chapter structure.
Yeah. Just in 4 or 5
Oh, yeah, and then some bullets.
Numbered bullets, mind you, and then you count. But wait a minute.
And then
no, wait. Is it 4? There's 3 numbered bullets. There's 4 numbered bullets, and then
there's
unnumbered bullets.
Well, the unnumbered should be under 3. If they're plan concept diagram, the bullets should be under 3. You can't see the indent, but they should be indented.
Also, 4 shouldn't be a 4. It should be a plain bullet. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it says to me. If that's the way they meant
You don't have the black and white one
doesn't
only
have
counts to 3 and starts squares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The color one counts to 4 and then starts squares.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So it has a 4th chapter structure.
Let's see. 1 is the vision statement. 2 planning goals. 3 goal policy and actions framework. So that was added, I think, at our request, so they have a whole paragraph here, paragraph 3.
Okay. All right.
Goal policy and actions framework. With
right.
a footnote.
And what was 4?
4 is what they have as the plan concept diagram.
Is the plan concept diagram broken up into regional benefit area, central Manila area? Yes. Okay, so four.
So there's four parts.
Is, and then the dots are four, number four.
Our bullets, is a bullet list under number four?
Yes.
Okay.
All the bullets are all under number four.
So they need to be in
and so the count for the chapter structure
and
is
then,
in fact four
and then
parts.
Since they're bulleted, we would not have, oh, by the way, it says policies and actions to enhance in a paragraph of, well, maybe that's not four, maybe that's three. But there should be a colon at the end of the four statement.
Oh, there is on here.
Okay. All right. There should be a colon. That means that the dots now are for that statement.
Yeah. But you're right. They should be indented.
They should be indented. Mm-hmm. And no periods at the end of the dotted.
The problem with that is that because the bullets are paragraphs and not sentences, you probably have to have the period.
Mm, that's true. Yeah, if it was just a list.
Yeah.
Then
I think the other ones we did over here,
it, a list. It probably
was a
doesn't
single
need
sentence
to,
and we could get away without the period.
But it probably doesn't need to be a sentence.
Well, that would be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we just made it a list rather than...
Because if you're going to bullet something, then it's because you're bulleting an idea, not
yeah.
a whole...
Yeah.
Do you have to explain each of the areas there? Or are they explained on this?
Oh, yeah.
Every area pretty much is explained. A, B, C, D.
So we can now...
So yeah, why would you have to explain it again?
Area.
And if I can say
that
the
plan
concept diagram is included here as figure 2.03.
This
so yeah, it will be in the chapter.
This is what
yeah,
it looks like now.
You probably don't need the bullet.
Yeah, you don't need to have the paragraph at the bullets because the map has the paragraphs in it.
And
yeah.
also two of the names of the areas are incorrect.
Am I wrong?
Central Monroe.
Bylands. Regional benefit, Central Monroe, Skycomish, Greenway, and
we talked about the Central Monroe and the North Fettle several times.
Yeah. But it's on the map is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So we should change the map, too.
Yeah.
We're saying two things. We should make it bulleted here, not have explanations. The second thing is we need to decide what the right verbiage should be for the areas.
Oh, I would take the map verbiage.
No, no, what I mean is the names. So like Central Monroe, Central Monroe really doesn't.
Okay.
The map says Central Monroe.
It does, and we're saying that we shouldn't call it Central Monroe, that area.
We've said it several times.
Oh, I was reading something.
The Freylands isn't Central Monroe.
Can people actually see the blood running from my eyes?
Yes. I'm going to pass you a tissue in a moment.
So, if we want something different than Central Monroe, we should say so. But what the consultant did, they actually said excluding the Freylands.
So then what's the Freylands?
I don't think he did in the verbiage, though, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. It says excluding the Freylands.
Oh, excluding the Freylands and Industrial Park.
Oh, no, it's
just the
Freylands
and
Industrial
Park.
Oh, no, it should be the whole Freylands, not just...
I don't want to have an area that excludes something. I want to have an area that's defined as itself.
That's true.
So we should just call it the Freylands, whether it's Industrial Park or Residential. Yeah, there you go, West Monroe.
There you go.
Way to go.
West Monroe.
Well, I think they're trying to match it up to these...
Yeah,
letters
to,
on the map.
They're going to have to change those.
Yeah, we're recommending
a
change.
So we're going to define the regions for them, and then they're going to fix it.
We're recommending it.
We don't know the job.
Yeah.
It tried, but so what regions are we going to...
If we just look at the map, instead of forget this writing, if we just look at the map, what region should we define?
Where's the map?
It's, it's on your last page of your colored copy.
Oh, the colored copy has it too?
It does. Last page of the colored copy. It's hard to read unless you're...
Oh, it's really tiny?
Yeah. But it's easy to... I mean, you can see it.
How about West Residential?
Yeah.
West industrial?
No, because it doesn't include the industrial.
Oh, what do we call that? Employment area, which is also another interesting name.
West Monroe neighborhood, or?
Yeah, West Monroe neighborhood.
Or the Freilands.
Yeah, West Monroe neighborhood.
Then you have the Freilands industrial area.
Which is really that light colored orange.
Yeah.
Because see, they've got, that should, that whole, yeah, that whole light orange should just be west residential, West Monroe residential. And then the dark orange can be called central neighborhoods.
Well, the West Monroe residential also does have some, you know, some other businesses over by the.
I think they call that.
Freilands area, there's some.
They call that employment, I think, don't they?
Yeah.
That's kind of the dark gray.
The gray, yeah. Part of it isn't, if Freilands is part of it isn't.
Right, right, so we're trying to identify the part that is industrial.
Is neighborhood, yeah. So we just call it West Monroe neighborhood.
I like that. West Monroe neighborhood.
Or West neighborhood.
Because in the description, it says this area includes close-in neighborhoods and developments south of US 2, excluding the industrial park. Focus is on gray and more vital.
No.
So we're sort of saying the triangle of Freilands, US 2, and Highway 522.
Just the light colored orange.
Yeah.
Just the light colored orange. So everything that's light colored orange, we're recommending be called West Monroe neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had trouble naming Freilands. The mayor at the time didn't like the name of Freilands because he knew Mr. Fry.
Didn't like him, huh? Didn't want to memorialize him, huh?
Well, why didn't somebody speak up when they named Turney Place?
Well, he's a nice guy.
But a naming. That was the city council that did that.
So any other?
You
probably ought to, so we don't have to extend. We might want to call an end to this portion so we can finish the rest of the agenda.
The North Hill also.
Yes, North Hill.
North Hill area, you want to rename?
Yes.
We want to call it North Hill. Or no, we don't want to call it North Hill. We want to call it North.
Calls it Northern Neighborhoods.
Northern
Neighborhoods?
Yeah. Yeah, so it has been renamed.
Just want to make sure.
Northern neighborhoods. Yeah, northern neighborhoods.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
So what we're saying is we're defining a fifth area called West Monroe neighborhood.
Yeah. No. We'll be calling Central Monroe.
Well, I thought we were keeping this part as Central.
We are.
Yeah.
We are. So the dark orange will remain.
Okay.
Central
we're
neighborhood, and then the light orange will be called West Monroe neighborhood.
Okay.
Good.
And then we already have the North neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And also just the bullets.
I don't see it on mine, but you guys say that it's on the revised copy.
Five, but I only see four.
Huh?
You said now we have five because you got.
Yeah, because we're going to
create
the
fifth one by naming the Freilands part.
Okay, so somehow somebody has to come up with a description of the West Monroe neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what we're paying the consultant for.
Okay.
And then
we get to
rewrite.
They're going to rewrite their rewrite. It's a good point.
And
but.
Then expressing Monroe's vision in these various ways helps make the transition from an idealized abstract picture of Monroe to a specific funding document designed to help the community achieve what it wants.
I don't see a necessity for that paragraph.
Just extra words.
Yeah.
We've already talked about what this section is doing.
Yeah. Now, if you didn't want to have to make them write a fifth paragraph with a definition,
would we be happy if we called this as West and Central Monroe? And left it with their description that they have.
Yeah, their Central is, to me, is a very different place than West.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems a very different.
You say this area very different feel. Includes.
So there should be.
I think so.
Zone.
I think
okay.
So.
So they have to redefine Central Monroe.
Well, but Central Monroe already has.
Right. They expected it to be
close
both.
In neighborhoods. Yeah. So all they have to do is break out some of those words.
Correct.
You're
there.
Right. You're right. You're right. Okay.
Okay.
That's
maybe avoiding.
Yeah.
The paragraph that we have to read.
That we get 3 months later.
That we have to read.
Sure.
Next
sure.
The rest of this, the vision statement, and the goals, do we want to go over the goals anymore?
No.
Except we should review the document that we got this last week.
To make sure
I look at, as David did, I looked at this document. I just sampled a few places, and it looked like it was good to me. We changed the bracketed to what was
sure.
accepted, and then what they did is they redlined out everything that we said we don't want. They redlined it out, so it looked like it was right to me.
Okay.
Which means David did a good job at taking notes.
Yeah, but of course, we're not going to get to this.
Which is not easy.
I'm going to suggest that we go
take this
to the action plan next week.
Okay.
So
action plan and your rewrite. We should read your rewrite.
Yeah.
Please Let's review that. And I won't be hurt if you don't like it. Take it that way. But it is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And unlike the policies, I suspect it's okay.
Yeah.
I want to say policies. If the intent changed, we had to make sure we understood it.
Right.
Correct it. I don't think we're as concerned about this chapter one intro about some intent changing or not changing. If this sounds good, if it fits what we need, yeah, I don't think we need to screw
well, this. Well, this is written so that the everyday resident, when we look at
right.
the first chapter of this monstrosity, we'll get a general idea of what the heck it's all about.
I'm just saying, so we don't
and at the top,
stress over it as much.
And at
as
the top of it, instead of just saying introduction, I said, this is the City of Monroe Development Plan introduction. It's clear what this is for. That's all I want to do is make it clear. And added in securing Monroe's growth, prosperity, and public.
So do we need to make a motion to keep the public portion open?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay, to continue it?
Continue.
The public hearing.
Right. Right.
Oh, I'm
okay. Next week's the official scheduled meeting anyway. This was a special one.
Right.
I couldn't take any more time.
Yeah.
I just can't go any further. After spending the week going through this and making the changes and whatever, I can't go anymore.
Just can't
do it. So I'm going to look for a motion to continue the public hearing.
Go ahead.
Okay,
I'll second it.
Okay.
So
I move that we continue the public hearing to June 8th at 7 p.m. City Hall.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Jensen to continue public hearing to May 8th.
Second.
June 8th. I'm sorry. June 8th.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Stanger. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. 6-0. Okay. We also have on tonight's agenda the downtown sidewalk use regulation report.
I saw that.
I'm not sure. David, is this yours? It's Brad?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much it's Here it is, this is what we're doing. So, no action needed by the planning commission as a result of the widened sidewalks in downtown and effort to stimulate the economy, more pedestrians, that kind of stuff. That's small town feel. and the desire to have downtown as a focal point.
Sidewalk cafes.
Sidewalk cafes, merchandise on the sidewalk, just sets up the parameters for doing that. But actually also leaving places where people actually can walk down the street or, you know, open their purse.
So is this already adopted?
No, that's going to the planning committee, the city council tomorrow night for their consideration.
If we had had time, were we supposed to have some sort of a...
No, it's just informational item.
Yes, Greg. Have you planned the holes for the flag?
Yes, they're already there.
They are already there.
Yes.
Very good.
Except for the ones they forgot to put in, but but some of them are there. I think they did the ones on Main Street, but they forgot to put the ones on Lewis Street, but they're going to be building holes afterwards.
So, yeah, so yes and no.
If it's okay, I'd like to add another item to tonight's agenda. I asked Tina to do it last week, and she evidently forgot. She's the one that reminded me. Since Jeff, Commissioner Sherwood left, we have an open position that needs to be filled, and that's the vice chair. So.
And actually, she brought that up, and I said, don't put it on the agenda yet, because I was going to announce it that we needed a vice chair. I'd give you a chance to think about it and
okay.
Come back at your next meeting,
all right,
rather than just lay it on you at this meeting.
Okay. And if I die between now and next meeting, then you got no
budget. Yeah, that's long. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're welcome to add it to the agenda and take action tonight, but I was just going to announce it and just
okay.
Give you
a minute. We can hold it off till next week. I just want to make sure that we don't forget that.
Oh, no.
Okay, the next item then would be discussion by commissioners and staff. David?
What I was going to announce is that you need to elect a vice chair. That's exactly what I was thinking when you brought that up, so.
I'm glad you brought that up, David. Okay.
We're good. Well, I'm glad you brought it up, so.
Okay.
It will be on your agenda for next week.
All right. Excellent. Okay, anything else?
No.
Brad?
Just opened bids for West Main Street this morning. So apparently the bidder is SRB Construction.
Is the same one?
No, it's a different one. That's the one that did Hill and Blakely last year.
Oh, okay.
So that's before the city council tomorrow night too.
So does that mean, the nice speedy installation work that the other contractor did to be done by June 30th,
they only have to be
followed by this new construction.
They only have to August 21st. So,
oh, yeah. Why that day? Just by
it's summer.
It's before the parade.
Oh, okay.
So,
nice.
Okay. Anything else?
Not now, but we'll wait till we get to some of the commissioners and they may ask a question.
Okay. All right.
It might happen.
Yes. Guaranteed. Okay, Commissioner Jensen?
Well, I'll ask, because I think you said last week it was like a day away. Did we get bids on the turning place?
No, it was going out.
Oh, it's going out.
It
gone out?
It went out Wednesday, last Wednesday, because it was Tuesday, we had a meeting last week. So it's got two more weeks and then open bids. So.
I don't think I have anything else.
Commissioner Pelt?
Thank you. Last week I was going to bring up that Brad got a key to the city, and it never came up here, so I thought that was worthy of the other commissioners knowing. I saw it on Facebook, so.
Okay.
Congratulations.
That's probably what I saw on Facebook. I saw something about a family fun center. No, okay.
No, that's the same gentleman who's been doing it since 1993.
I thought it was the same guy, but I thought maybe something.
Yeah, and he's flying off to get his cash and going to come and do something that nothing's ever happened, and there's no offer or anything like that.
And what's happening with H3O now?
They submitted some stuff and it's being reviewed by staff. So.
And then what?
And then the council will decide what they would like to do.
When is that?
It's on the schedule for the 16th of June.
You'd be a good attorney.
That is all.
That's it? Commissioner Rodman?
Yes, Brad. There's going to be 24 families moving in across the street from me without a turn lane on Main Street. Mm-hmm. I think we better get the traffic commission to start working on that project before it happens. Because it's going to be a mess.
Housing Hope?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. If they're if they turn, that's right. If they turn the other way, they'll back up traffic for a ways.
Back
possibly.
Up already.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get worse.
Anything else? Commissioner?
Nothing for me. No, not tonight.
Commissioner Stanger? I don't think I have anything. Oh, council member Gary, do you have anything you want to throw at us?
Again, just I really appreciate all the work you guys are doing. It saves, appreciate this body doing it instead of the council. But it won't just be.
If you, hey, look,
I know I'm not just going to rubber stamp. I appreciate all the work that's
you guys should have a little bit of fun too.
I'm not going to walk the rubber stamp. But when you pick that book up, you get to about page 4, you're going to think, okay, I'm done.
And you know how we've torn apart the words.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you're welcome. We're struggling, but we're getting slowly. I have nothing else, so I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Kurt, you have 1 minute.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Jensen to adjourn. You second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Commissioner Dirksen. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
6-0. All right. See you next week.
Do you need to drive home?
I got a quick question too.
Before you leave.
Yeah.
David?
Oh, you didn't get out fast.
Thank you. For that red line thing. That was.
I didn't do the red line.
You didn't do the red lines? I thought you were going to stay last week and do that.
Oh, no. I typed up all the notes in that little matrix so that.
Mike, is your daughter.
So you can use that.
Okay. So, Phil, thank you.
Right here.
The tape. Oh, the tape, yeah. I didn't turn my mic on.